This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And away we go here on America Tonight. I think the reality is starting to set in among the Republicans that Donald Trump is your man, like it or not. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Right off the bat, we go to the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, from Talk Media News. Bob, do you think that reality really has started to gel with the Republican establishment, that it looks like this guy is the freight train that's just going to keep on coming?
Settled in, but they are not going quietly into the night. It's all about what are they going to do to Trump? How are they going to get Trump? And, of course, the new guy is Rubio. So it's settled in that he's right around the corner, in fact, within March 1st to the 15th, potentially ending this entire thing. And Rubio now is the ordained Jeb Bush. And Rubio himself today is saying, look, if everybody gets out, I can take on Trump, as if magically every vote goes to him, number one. And, you know, it's a heck of a note, Kate, to say, hey, now, if everybody gets out, I can do it. So he's the spokesperson now. And Mitt Romney got into it today.
I saw that, and that was my next one to you. So Mitt Romney says there's a bombshell that's going to drop in Trump's tax returns. What does he know? Is he the new Kreskin?
Well, I'm watching Kevin Madden tonight on television, and Kevin Madden, I happen to personally know, and he's a spokesperson on one of their shows. You know, he's a consultant, he's a talker, and all of a sudden he's saying, "Well, Mitt Romney should do this, and he should have done that." And they start arguing with him. Well, he was a spokesperson for Mitt Romney's campaign at one time in his life, so he's saying that. And they said, well, shouldn't, like, Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders do that? And Mitt Romney, it's just, we were calling him Mittens. That's what we call him. And it's just going down horribly amongst many Republicans that Mitt Romney would come out. Why would he come out and do this? Number two, how does he know Donald Trump's taxes? The establishment is just, what we call establishment Republicans, the Bush people are just going crazy. And Trump is leading in two of the three states. He's leading in Ohio over Kasich, over Rubio. He's just way ahead of him in Florida. And Cruz is beating him anywhere from, let's say, I've seen polls from 8 points to 12 points in Texas. So that might
Wow.
be
mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's wild. So as
and
all
I'm
of
looking
that
at the states left, and there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, really, it's got to be over at the end of March, right? Because you just do the numbers. We said this the other day. It's the arithmetic.
If you just look at March 1st for a second, and I know a lot of people it's confusing for them, but let's look at March 1st just real quick here. Alabama, Alaska, which, by the way, Donald Trump's doing good up there. I don't know how, but he is. And Arkansas, Colorado, you've got Georgia, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia. So when I name those off, many, many of those are Trump states. Now, he may not have all the delegate numbers if they hang in there, but it just seems that, well, Cruz is sort of in trouble, but it just seems that all the candidates remaining are just waiting for somebody else to drop out so they can, you know, magically pick up all their votes. They want this one-on-one with Trump. And I don't know. I just think unless something happens, he's going to be the guy going into the convention with the greatest amount of delegates, maybe not enough, but the greatest amount.
Yeah. Wow. So we're watching that, and then the news that this Nevada governor is being vetted, is that true for the Supreme Court, Brian Sandoval?
You know, there's a couple of theories on this. Either the president, you know, and this Sandoval is Republican, either the president is kind of just having this, you know, thrown out there, kind of betting, but they're letting it leak out there so that they can see the reaction, you know, amongst the Republicans. But let's say that President Obama does appoint him. What on earth would the Republicans do? He's a Republican. So if they are, you know, betting this out there, I think it's really kind of amazing if President Obama would actually nominate him. I still argue that those weak Republicans in several states are going to get so much heat for the fact of no hearings. I mean, their best thing to do is, you know, have a hearing and then turn the person down if they have a valid reason.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see where that all ends up. I can't imagine. There's definitely going to be some movement there for sure. Hey, speaking of movement, oh my gosh, Charlie Rangel is going to be gone. 85, he's out. He's going to leave office at the same time Obama is. He was there forever. You served with him, right?
I served with him, and I must tell you, Kate, I had the most amazing time. I've never laughed so much in my life. I know some people don't like Charlie Rangel, but he is a seriously entertaining man. I traveled with him actually overseas and knew him quite well. He was an institution. Even when he got in major trouble, he you know, stayed the course out there.
Yeah, it was hard to knock him out, that's for sure. No question about that. You know, as we watch what's going on with the primaries, and a lot of people will call America Tonight and they say, why don't we just have a general election? What if we did ditch, what would that be like if we just ditched the whole primary dealio?
When I was in public office, I promoted this all the time. All the time. Got nowhere with it, obviously, but I did promote it. Because I think we have an archaic, ancient system where, you know, the media combined with money people and a few states up front decided. I mean, this isn't going to even get to certain states, on you know, maybe on either side. But if you had a national primary day, because we do that in November, we don't have state-by-state voting. Can you imagine if we had blocks of voting with the Republican against the Democrat, how that would turn out? You vote X amount of states first. So I think you could have a one-day national primary and still go ahead and have your convention, you know, because you have to have parties and things. You don't want to ruin that. Have the convention, but a one-day national primary, you wouldn't know what would happen. Anything under the sun could happen because everybody's just going to campaign all over the country, and then there's a one-day voting. It'd be great.
I think it'd be great, too. I think we'd be hard-pressed to see that happen, though, because you mentioned it. There's so much money involved. There's so much media buys in New Hampshire. Oh, I talked to somebody in radio up there the other day. They were telling me how huge it was heading into New Hampshire, of course, and it's something we know, but he just reinforced that to me. Yeah,
right.
Lots of money.
The media would have a fit. The money people would have a fit.
They
but
would
it would
have
be
a
such
fit.
A fair way.
I think so, too. Absolutely.
Always.
Bob Ney, always fun to have you on. Thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard what Bob had to say, certainly, about Trump and the Mitt Romney news is the big explosive kind of out-of-the-box hit or single, depending on how you look at it. Because Donald Trump's like, whatever, Romney, he just batted him away like a fly. Boom, and he's done. Stay with us. We're rocking the boat next here on America Tonight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and provide a nutrient so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has on that heath, babe, and he keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth.
Hey, we're back at it here on America Tonight, swinging for the fences. Where are you? Wake up, America. 855-266-5283. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. In case you missed it, we are gearing up for what is a really big week. We're coming up on Super Tuesday, and everybody gets that. Delegates is the name of the game, and the more delegates you have, that means you're going to win, right? Because you've got to get the delegates. So Ted Cruz isn't turning down his expectations. He's not tuning it out, tuning it down, doing any of that. Trump just continues to roll on to Super Tuesdays. Big day for him, and the rest of the week is going to be just absolutely insane. Rivals are trying to do what they can, but he just owns the road. So Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Ben Carson, they're just going after the billionaire the best they can. There doesn't seem to be any sign that they're going to drop out anytime soon. Rubio edged Cruz out for second place in Nevada. He told Fox and Friends on Wednesday that a majority of Republicans don't want Trump as their nominee. But until there's some consolidation, you're not going to have a clear alternative to Donald Trump. And I don't think they're going to have a clear alternative because in Nevada, Trump had 45.91%, Rubio 23.85%, and then Ted Cruz 21%.
0.38%, just so you have the solid numbers. The contest, the campaign Tuesday, 11 states, more than half of them in the South and Southwest, including Texas, which is where Cruz is from, where he really, it's kind of one of those do or die deals. What if he loses Texas? And of course, Cruz got the governor of Texas to endorse him, Greg Abbott, for what it's worth. But he doesn't, it doesn't seem as though Cruz is close enough to what Trump is putting out there. It's just wild to watch this whole thing. I mean, it's just really wild. We keep coming back to that same block of Trump and get used to it, because what can they do? A brokered convention, you don't justify it if there are not other numbers, and there aren't any other numbers in the game. There's no other numbers. He's double-digiting everybody, you know, pretty much behind him. Pretty much. As much as he's trying. Rubio and Cruz are saying they can beat Trump. And Kasich and Carson are just hanging on by their fingernails, but they are hanging on. So it counts how long before they fall off. How long before that happens? All right, because of the zigging and zagging thing, I always feel as though there's things that you miss during the day. We can talk about Trump till we're blue in the face and look at different angles and listen to what Mitt Romney had to say about, oh, that a bombshell is going to drop with his taxes. But there are some crazy things going on, like U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The office temporarily had to be quarantined over a suspicious envelope, because we know just how brutal it can be when you have no idea. You just see a suspicious envelope, and what do you think? Where does your mind go? What's inside? Hazmat team has to come, because they don't know if it's been sitting there and what could possibly, you know, be there. And this was in California, about 20 employees who were near the envelope. There was a powdery substance inside of it. They didn't find anything that was of a danger, but there was certainly a bad reaction, and some had to be treated at the scene. So this was an on-purpose, intentional thing, because one person got sick after opening the envelope. And then there were all these other employees right there. So the quarantine lasted a little bit, just a little bit beneath an hour. So what happened? What was inside the envelope? Nothing. And this was in Alameda, California. Nothing that was going to blow up anybody. Let's put it that way. But it was scary, and they obviously intended to scare somebody, because we think anthrax. Of course, anthrax. Near these slashings that they're having in New York City. People who want to go and visit New York City and they hear things like that randomly, somebody's walking somewhere and they get slashed, that is pretty puzzling and scary. Do you know that the New York City Police Department has recorded 567 slash attacks, 20% above the pace set in 2015? Police and criminologists identified no single pattern for the slashings, which have certainly plagued the subway system, for one, and also trendy, and then some tougher neighborhoods. So there's not really necessarily a pattern. 12 people died in stabbings or slashing in New York City in 2016 so far. But really, the slashings have been random attacks that left people with facial cuts. Oh, that is awful. To be just randomly selected when you're walking along. The New York Police Commissioner, William Bratton, is downplaying the attacks, saying the city is safer than ever. But the puzzling thing is the slash attacks. They're talking 10 per day. I mean, that's just crazy. That just defies the odds. What idiots or idiot is doing this? I would be concerned because they seem to be kind of, or the person is all over the place. And the victims, there's no particular type of victim. It's just random violence. That's it. And of course it spiked in New York City. And this then starts the conversation about gun control. Is it proof that demonizing guns doesn't solve the problem of violence? And how would people feel if someone near them had a gun and could take the person out? But with the slashings, it's so fast, so random, so fast, it'd be very tough to be able to figure that out. Who's walking around? Who's that walking around with a knife? You know, basically, they're coming out of nowhere. Just coming out of nowhere. That's what's so scary and makes it so tough to try to stop an attack, frankly, because you're not seeing it. It just all of a sudden it happens. You know, it's that old saying, I don't have eyes in the back of my head. They don't have eyes in the back of their head. Right? No. So how are you stopping a random act of violence? How are you gonna see that? And by the way, here's a lighter story for you. Steph Curry, arguably one of the best basketball players in the NBA from the Warriors, has tied an NBA record making a three-pointer in his 127th consecutive regular season game. I think that is so cool. And it wasn't an ordinary three-point shot. He's scary. He just seems to get better and better and better. And even his coach, Steve Kerr, said that he's the MVP last year, and he seems to be even better. Whew. That's high praise after what they were able to accomplish last season and where they are now at this point. It's wild. Repeat, repeat. That's what the people in the Bay Area are saying. Repeat, repeat. Stay with us.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now for years. In fact, we've talked about it since Obama first took office. If you go back to when he was running in 2008 and was talking about closing Guantanamo and what many of the terrorism experts that we had on talked about, the problems with doing that ultimately and how much that would cost. Now we're being sold the same story again in let's bring some of the detainees back here. It won't really cost that much. He sent a proposal to Congress, let's put it that way, and take a shortcut. So in our virtual green room, Dan Perkins, who is a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, TheDailySurge.com, TheHill.com, and a plethora, I love that word, a plethora of other organizations. He's also the brilliant author of a book I love, The Brotherhood of the Red Nile Trilogy, which centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against our country. Hey, Dan, how are you?
We're going to have any time to talk by the time you got through that promotion.
Yeah, and I never do that for anyone, so you just have to know that I must really like you. You're like one of three people that get that, so you should feel special.
Wow, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So let's talk about what the president has to say about his new plan to close Guantanamo, which would cost at least $475 million. That's what they're pegging it at. I think it's much higher. And you would see that maybe 30 to perhaps 60 of the remaining detainees, I hate that word, would then be brought to the U.S., and there would be a special wing that would be built out in a couple of different states where, frankly, like Colorado, they don't want them. So your take on Obama doing this and the timing?
Well, this is really going to be a fun show for me because I get to ask you some questions. If you followed the president's off-the-cuff news conference yesterday about this, what he said was, and what has been reported in the press, is that he wants to close the Guantanamo prison. Now, there's nothing in his rhetoric, even back to 2008, that talked about closing Guantanamo Naval Station. Because, see, Guantanamo, in addition to being a prison, also is a major refueling and supply depot for American Navy ships going through the Caribbean. It is also one of the principal lines of defense against illegal drugs coming to the United States. So until we actually get his document and find out really what he wants to do, if he's simply talking about the prison, then that's one thing. If he's talking about closing the base, which has much broader application to policy than just the prison, I'm even more concerned about that. Just before I came on with you, Kate, I did an interview with a talk show host in Charleston where they're talking about putting some number of these bad guys in the Naval Air Station there. And the people in Charleston are absolutely in the streets about wanting them there. The Naval Air Station is surrounded by schools, small businesses, and they're afraid that the brother terrorists are going to come and try and break them out of the brig. So it's got the people in Charleston very concerned. Now, here's another one. If you read the transcript of what he says that it'll cost, as you pointed out, about $425 million. So that there will be about an $80 million savings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kate, here's the question. Not a hard one. In a $4 trillion budget, what impact does $85 million have in savings?
I'm going to say not that much.
That's right. And so the reason why he waited 7.5 years, in my opinion, is that he knew even at 7.5 years he was never going to get it accomplished. But what he wants to do is to give Hillary or whoever the Democratic nominee is going to be the ammunition by blaming the Republican Congress for not moving the prisoners. So it's all about a political position for the Democratic nominee to blame the Republicans and they need to get back control of the House and the Senate. So throw them all out and elect a Democrat. So
yeah.
It's a political issue. Here's a scenario for you. If you understand that the likelihood that the most damaging emails for Hillary are going to be the last ones to come out, then the 56 to 90 prisoners that are still remaining there, are they just all good guys, or are these the worst of the worst that are going to be coming out? I think they're the worst of the worst. Right.
Yeah.
And so the highest possible risk bringing these people out. He doesn't understand that America is safer with these 96 guys in Guantanamo than they are spread out with three naval station or military-based prisons in the United States where they're extremely vulnerable to terrorist attacks to set them free.
And I can understand why the people in Charleston are upset, the people in Colorado, the people in Kansas because of the possibilities. Because wouldn't it be just a juicy target to have the worst of the worst here on our soil?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because they're the worst of the worst, they are the most idolized by the terrorists.
Yeah.
So if they can break them out of U.S. prisons, then they justify their existence as terrorists in the United States. They've done the great jihad by releasing our most important leaders. And so anybody who doesn't think that they are going to go after those terrible guys and try and get them out of prison is not being realistic about this issue.
Absolutely. So here's the thing. Congress is not going to, I mean, this is a block. How does this possibly even go through?
It has to go through the House and the Senate. Unlike a confirmation of a Supreme Court justice that only has to go through the Senate, under the rules, this particular piece of legislation that the president is proposing would have to clear both the House and the Senate, which means both Armed Services Committees in the House and the Senate would be holding hearings. They could hold joint hearings. But even the president said in his announcement, in the back piece after the paperwork that was left, that a prison at best wouldn't be available until sometime well into the first year of the new president. So he knows that the Republican Congress is probably not going to pass this legislation. So it's not going to happen. But he's grandstanding to provide an issue for the Democrats in the coming presidential campaign and the close Senate votes in the United States Senate.
It's all political theater. It's political. But yeah, absolutely. It's all political. There's no question. So while we have you here, Dan Perkins, I want to ask you this question. You saw, obviously, the tragic death of Justice Scalia, and I'll ask you about his legacy. And also, no way do we have a Supreme Court justice that gets through the process, the nominating process, either if Obama puts someone up there, which he will.
Okay. I love this because this is something that I wrote a piece on the Daily Surge. First of all, Kate, we have known each other for the better part of a year. I've been on your show maybe a dozen times.
Yep.
By and large, I don't consider myself a conspiracy theorist. I don't play in that genre. I try and analyze the facts as best I can. But what was going on with Esther Scalia's death forced me to write a piece last week. I just gave you the top of the waves. I made a prediction. Nobody's told me this. This is just a gut instinct. I think there is a possibility, can't give you the odds, but there's a possibility that Obama nominates the current Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, as the replacement for Justice Scalia. He's doing so for two reasons. One, she's black. Two, she's a female. Three, if I'm right, she is going to resign her position of Attorney General, ostensibly saying to the world that she needs to vote full-time to try and get herself approved for the Supreme Court, which now leaves a vacant attorney general, which has to go back to the president has to go back to the Congress under the advice and consent rule and get somebody to approve. Now, here's where it gets a little interesting. Comey of the FBI, and he's got his team, is, let's so say, working on an indictment for Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
The normal procedure is that the head of the FBI would bring his evidence to the Attorney General and ask for an indictment and calling of a grand jury. But at best, we're going to have a temporary Attorney General. And the question becomes, will he or she, the temporary, take the request from the FBI and proceed? So that what we have here is a situation where if the Republicans go after Loretta, the administration and Democrats can charge sexism and racism against her, and they'll use that in the campaign, the old story that Republicans are sexist and racist and homophobes and all that stuff, but they'll stifle the FBI in their investigation so that Hillary would not be indicted before the election.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. And you know what? It sounds like that's not that far-fetched, honestly, like you
I know.
Say.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Crazy.
I know.
It's crazy.
So I was very concerned when the justice died because he was such a rock for conservatism and following the tenets of the Constitution. Initially, I was strengthened by the fact that McConnell came out within hours of the death of Scalia and said, this president will not give us a nominee. And I said, I hope he holds firm, because that would indicate that he has a backbone, and many of us conservatives really question whether he does have a backbone. And I said, what will be interesting to see if any of the Republican senators, especially those that are up for reelection, will side with the Democrats to say, well, maybe we should appoint a replacement justice. And sure enough, this week, two senators, one from Maine and another one, I forget where he's running. The one in Maine is not running for re-election, but both of them came out and said, well, maybe we should hold hearings on the president. If they go to hearing, the rhetoric that would come out of the Democratic side about racism and sexism with her, if she's the nominee, would be brutal. And I have very grave concerns that they would ultimately capitulate.
Wow, crazy stuff. Dan Perkins, thank you so much as always. We'll talk to you again sooner down the road.
Thank you, dear. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on America Tonight. So as we round another corner again and we look at the political fodder that we keep talking about, it's interesting to check out some of the major, what I call, rags that are politically focused, whether it's The Hill or whether it's Drudge Report or whether it's Huffington Post. It's somewhere buried on CNN or Fox or wherever it might be, or Politico. The different perspectives, I think, really give you a sense of what people are thinking out there. And we call it the buzz in the backyard here on America Tonight. And without a doubt, there is some serious buzz in the backyard. So let's check the funny papers. They're not really funny papers. Let's check the political leanings to see which way the wind blows. So we start with Politico and what Politico has to say. And Politico is talking about critics embracing Schumer and McConnell in this fight, the Supreme Court battle. The idea is, I mean, here you have Republican and Democrat saying, yeah, if we look at the scheduled meeting, who has the stronger hand, even in talking about a Republican justice. Mitch McConnell is the majority leader, but he's kind of a deal cutter. A few months ago, he was treated as kind of a warmonger by liberal activists, while his ties to Wall Street have always generated some worry among the more liberal ends of the spectrum. And Chuck Schumer is now, is certainly, is talking about the Supreme Court opening. And looking at their backgrounds, it's wild to see where they're going with this. They have a strong hand in the fight. And think about it. It's our highest court. And will the president get to appoint somebody, or is it the next president? Schumer says grassroots progressives are standing with, you know, this whole idea of what can we translate this into after Scalia's death. Where, you know, in other words, where are we going with this? And Mitch McConnell keeps saying that he's going to block this. He's going to be aggressive. He's going to block any nominee quickly. After Scalia's death, he immediately came out, boom, and said that. It was like somebody called him and he knew, okay, this I'm jumping on this. I'm not going to be cautious. I'm just going to jump on it and say, forget it. Because people think of him as wishy-washy. He wasn't wishy-washy in that respect. And if he really holds the line, wow. What a difference that would make in the push to get somebody through. Blocking all nominees. That's what they're saying for a year. Is it good to have 4-4? Because now we don't have that. We don't have that breaker. There's not the breaker person that's there. And you have Senator Roy Blunt saying that from Missouri, why does it matter if there's a Republican-controlled senator or not? The answer is Supreme Court. So the senator, the Republicans who in the Senate are saying that will conservatives turn out in droves in November to bring a Republican Senate majority back or not? And how big is this issue? For Schumer, he's trying to work back into the minds and hearts of liberals. He's pushing college affordability, debt-free higher education, bump a bump. Because, see, the thing in common with Schumer, liberals are furious with him. And Mitch McConnell, conservatives are furious with him. So the supreme issue is a big one for both of them. And how they maneuver and what they say and what ultimately happens. Because it's the perception is reality, right? Perception is reality. Unless you totally blow it. But otherwise, it is. Definitely. What else is cooking? Politically speaking, the administration is saying, looking at these sanctuary cities, they're pretty much rebuking the idea of the sanctuary cities, saying they're getting a lot of praise, actually, from conservatives for changing a federal policy that would encourage or could encourage so-called sanctuary cities to abandon their stance against cooperating with the deportation requests. Under the new policy, the Federal Bureau of Prisons will put prisoners finishing their sentences into immigration custody by default when immigration is looking to deport. So they can defer, and it's all kinds. It's kind of a wonky policy, and a little bit of a pushback. Now, to me, the policy looks good for the Republicans for sure. But trust and verify, that's also on the board. Trust and it's saying those two things in one sentence, trust and verify. I think that's frightening in itself. Trust and verify. Let me think about that for a minute. Who do you trust and verify at the same time? Anyone? Do I have any takers? I think that's pretty hard to come up with that. In fact, I'm going to say very hard. If we look at the Washington Post, which still carries some clout, believe it or not, and looking at where the next stops are and Super Tuesday, they're talking a lot about Rubio. Talking a ton about Rubio. More than anyone else. And it's funny how that flop from Ted Cruz. March 15th, that is D-Day for these guys. So the Republicans are struggling to reach a budget deal with conservatives, and there's all kinds of things, problems that are lagging in Washington, D.C. And for Rubio, looking at Mitt Romney saying, you wait till it happens, saying he's a fool, he has no idea what he's talking about. Trump says, you know, oh, that tough guy Romney. See, he has a little bit of a thin skin when people go after him. Because that's when he grabs out, lashes out. And oftentimes that's when he gets into trouble. Hey, if you have any thoughts, you can send them to me. Remember, americatonight.net. Hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter, or Instagram. There's a million ways. I looked at my internet today when it came on. And you have Gmail, and do you get Yahoo? Do you get Amazon? Do you get Twitter? Do you get Pinterest? All of those things just there at your disposal. Crazy. I mean, it's just crazy how across the board, and that's just like one line. Now there's really three different lines. Oh, you want some YouTube? Can I give you a little Facebook? I have a feeling that many of you listening to me are listening with one eye open. There's something in the air tonight. It's just pulling us away. Low energy, right? Low energy. Is that what Donald Trump says? Do you have low energy out there? Is the moon pulling you further and further down the rabbit hole? Thanks to you for listening to America Tonight.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.